sisters, the tall factory walls. I heard you down the hallway from years ago. I could have opened the door and touched you, put the past behind you, because love is strong. I heard you as you slept.
What is going on, Radio World? It is May here for the first ever hour of Rituals and Incantations. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Now, I'm going to keep it pretty chill tonight. There's going to be a lot of post-rock tonight. It's a post-rock kind of night. It's going to be... That one we just listened to was Houses Tilting Towards the Sea by Hood off of their album The Cycle of Days and Seasons. I think Hood deserves more recognition. People ought to start listening to Hood. And you don't hear anyone ever talking about Hood because, like, I don't know, why would you? They're British and they're from the 90s and they made post-rock and like slow... Well, you wouldn't call it slowcore. You couldn't call it slowcore. Because it was in England, and they didn't have that in England. So next up we got Movie Tone. We got Darkness Blue Glow from Movie Tone. And then it's going to be A Street Scene by Bark Psychosis off of Hex, which is... So Hex is the album that really... That's where the term post-rock came from. Some music reporter wrote about it, and he coined the term in writing about Hex. It's a really great album, and I learned just recently that it was recorded all in like a church chapel, which is like, I think you can really hear that come through the sound. It's so spacious and so hollow, and it's really great. But first up we got Movie Tone, so I'm gonna let that spin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Okay, I'm gonna let this next song start playing, because it's sort of a long one. It's I'm gonna give it a little introduction, just because I think this song is really 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 great, and should be listened to by everybody at least once in their life. Now this is, like, for me, an all-time post-rock favorite. It sort of comes out of this American post-rock scene, with, you know, acts like Tortoise and Do Makes They Think are also important within that scene. Really, really, you know, it's got a lot of jazz inspiration, but you can, it's still rock, and it still sort of plays with guitar as a instrument for timbre and really focusing on sound rather than, like, you know, like, ah, hard rock, yeah. So this song is Goodbye Enemy Airship off of the album Goodbye Enemy Airship, The Landlord Is Dead, by the band Do Makes They Think. Now, they have other albums which are great also, but this is like a personal favorite. I think it's just, like, I don't know, something about it, something about the vibes of this album and all the songs on it are just so great. It's a long one, so I'm gonna stop talking. I'm gonna let it play. This song is awesome. This song is great. As that song, as this beautiful, beautiful song fades out, I'm gonna read a quick PSA. In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web, to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions, before responsibly disposing it of as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So, when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry so much about further damaging it. Oh, well, would you think about that for a minute? Alright, well, thanks for listening to that. So, that song was, as I said before, Goodbye Enemy Airship by Do Makes I Think. One of my favorite post-rock songs, and maybe it's just songs, period, of all time. I think it's beautiful. I think it the drums are so majestic, and I think, like, yeah, it's crazy that you could have one single riff and it holds out your song for a whole 12 minutes. But it does, it works. All right, so now, okay, this is not technically post-rock in the traditional sense. This is Abandoned by Laurel Halo off of her 2023 album Atlas. This is, so she's like a contemporary electronic musician. She does a lot of cool stuff, Laurel Halo. I thought that it would fit the vibe for tonight, and there's more stuff like this coming up, so just you wait. If you like this, first of all, check out more Laurel Halo. Second of all, keep
that dial locked.
Stay locked and loaded. Because there's gonna be more. All right. Enough of my yapping. It's time for Laurel Halo. That's Laurel Halo. I sort of talked a lot over that song. This next song that we got coming up is I want to take a second to talk about this song. This is Now You're Taken by Mogwai off of EP Plus 6. Now Mogwai they're a post rock group. They make post rock music. There's a significant crossover, I think, between post-rock and slowcore. Now, I'm not going to get into this right now. It's just a thought I had. I could do a whole show on that, honestly. The reason I'm playing this song tonight is because I asked my roommate. It's like, hey, man, you got any post-rock songs that I could play tonight? Or songs with this particular vibe, you know. He knows what I'm listening to, and so what they tell me is, oh man, dude, this song I've been listening to it like on repeat, and like, you know, I realized that this was true because they'll go out and they'll like, you know, they'll be like, yeah, I'm gonna go listen to this one song, I'm gonna repeat it 100 times, so I guess I should have expected it. Anyways, this is Mogwai, Now You're Taken off of EP Plus 6.
Thank you.
Thank you, Blake, for that one. And actually, coming right up, right after this, we have another Blake shout. So this next song is now I don't know how to pronounce this. I don't know how you pronounce this. It's a song by Sigur Rós off the album Valtari, and is maybe pronounced Varuts. I no idea. Iceland is a strange place. And like the real question you have to ask here is like, is that even an Icelandic word? Because the thing about Sigur Rós is that they don't sing in Icelandic. They just had kind of sing nonsense in an Icelandic accent. It's like scatting but for Iceland. This was also Blake. This is a Blake pick. Shout out to Blake. I'm gonna play it because I think it's very nice. I think it's very nice. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was Sigur Rós.
Or Sigur, I don't know how to pronounce their name, dude. Everything about them is an enigma to me. They live in like a language where I can't speak it because it's Icelandic and it's all made up. And there's nothing in Iceland is real, and I don't believe a single word you will tell me about it. Anyhow, enough of that. Now we got some. I don't really know how to categorize this. I don't know. I'd call it slowcore. It's like more modern slowcore, but you know, if it's what vibe we got going on in the stew right now, in the stew RN. This is what's coming up is going to be Good Night Good Morning. We're going to have Jill by Good Night Good Morning off of Narrowing Type. Great album, great album, great album, and I recommend you listen to it. It's like, it's like blurry music, because of, I don't know, maybe it's just because of how much reverb they put on it, but also it's like, I don't know, it's good stuff. I'd also listen to, actually, everything on the album is great. And then we have Don't Give Up On Me by Empress off of their album debut LP. Now, I haven't really listened to much Empress, I'll be honest. And I sort of just heard this today, but I liked it. I liked it. Actually, this is not the first time I listened to Empress. It's like, this is like a re-listen, but the first time I wasn't really listening, you know what I mean? Anyhow, I'm gonna play some slowcore for you. First from the, like, you know, 2017, and then next from the 90s. Ooh. All right, here we go. It's coming down the pipeline. core forever. Slow core forever and ever. Slow core forever. Slow core forever. Anyway, you know, there's a debate in the world about what is slow core and what's sad core. And by in the world, I mean on Wikipedia, on the Wikipedia page for slow core. It's, you know, take your pick. Was that slow core? Was it sad core? Was it both? Was it neither? Leave your answers in the comments, and I'll pick my favorites, and I'll talk about them next week. Now, okay, so I'm personally getting a little sleepy. My head's nodding, my pants are falling down below my ankles. This is gonna be my last tune, and I'm gonna sign off. Once again, this is May for an hour of ritual and rituals and incantations. And I know we didn't do that many rituals and incantations, but you don't have to tell anybody that. You say I listened to this girl just talk about like rituals and incantations for an hour. It's crazy. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you have enjoyed. Come back next week. We're gonna be playing more tunes. I'm gonna sign off with this last. Actually, yeah, I'm gonna sign off with this last tune, by Valium Agilene, and you know, this is a Duster side project. I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with Duster. I'm sure most of you are. I'm just gonna let it spin just so we get the full. You're not gonna listen. Whatever. See you later.